This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin today. She'll make an appearance with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney in Waukesha County. That's where Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigned last night. In-person early voting starts in Wisconsin tomorrow.
We want people to vote in every single way that they can. We want every vote to count. We want get out there and vote. Vote by mail, vote absentee, vote early, vote on Election Day.
Democratic running mate Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama will be in Wisconsin tomorrow. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde wants incumbent Tammy Baldwin to disclose more about her partner's investments and business dealings.
They don't disclose those investments and how much they're profiting from it.
Maria Brisbane is one of the nation's top wealth advisors. Baldwin says Hovde should stay out of her personal life.
And I think I speak for most Wisconsin women that he should stay out of all of our personal lives.
The two debated Friday night. The race is tight and the outcome could tip control of the entire U.S. Senate. The Green Bay Packers and the city of Green Bay can't agree on a new lease for Lambeau Field. The issue is who will pay for about $1.5 billion worth of repairs and renovations. The city wants the team to pay more, while the team wants the city and the stadium district to help. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling last week means the EPA can move forward with new federal carbon pollution standards for power plants. Ashley Radzinski is with the Great Lakes Business Network. She says severe climate events are bad for the U.S. economy.
So we need climate action now to ensure that our economy can be planned, can move forward in a way that's good for business, that's good for communities, that's good for our families.
Power companies had asked the High Court for a pause on work toward tougher standards. Jolly Good Soda is officially the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. The Cryer Foods Soft Drinks Made in Random Lake is the winner of the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce's annual contest. Jolly Good's been around since 1966 and was rebooted in 2013 as a craft soda brand. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Frozen waffles sold at Publix, Target, Walmart, and other stores are recalled over a listeria risk. Treehouse Foods issued a voluntary recall on Friday. The Food and Drug Administration said in its recall alert that listeria is an orgasm that can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, and others with weakened immune systems. Treehouse Foods said the issue was discovered through routine testing at their manufacturing facility in Brantford, Ontario, Canada. And the Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Department will do their second fall yard waste and leaf collection the week of November 4th through the 8th. You'll need to place your yard waste and leaves in paper yard waste bags and place them on the curb. No plastic will be accepted. You also have to call the city garage to be placed on the list for pickup. That number is 715-421-8218. You can also sign up at wirapids.org. While the fall colors may be gorgeous, the chairlift rides at Granite Peak have come to a stop. Sunday was the last day of the rides. Now, they're looking to shift from fall chairlift rides to making snow for skiing and snowboarding in less than a month. Granite Peak says that this year was quite different from last year. They only lost one day due to the bad weather out of all 5 weekends. And the crowds were larger this year. The team is already testing their snow guns and expect to have the snow ready for ski season by mid-November. That could change depending on the weather. And if you need to take a snowmobile safety class this year, you can register now for classes with the Portage County Sheriff's Office. This is an official DNR training program taught by certified sheriff deputies and other highly skilled volunteers in December. Classes are scheduled for December 9th, 10th, and 12th. They're held at the Portage County Sheriff's Office training room on Strong's Avenue from 4 to 7. Space is limited, and you'll need to register at gowild.wi.gov. There are just 2 weeks until two crucial events happen on the calendar, Election Day and the end of daylight saving time. We will fall back an hour on Sunday, November 3rd, to allow for more daylight in the mornings. This change gives us an extra hour of sleep, but the time change can still cause confusion and disruptions to the schedules for children and pets. The push to stop changing clocks was put before Congress in the last couple of years. when the U.S. Senate unanimously approved the Sunshine Protection Act in 2022, which was a bill to make daylight saving time permanent. However, the U.S. House of Representatives did not pass it, and President Joe Biden did not sign it. And suicide rates have been on the rise in Wisconsin since 2019. And as of 2022, they found that over 50% of suicides in the state had to do with either relationship issues or physical health problems. And older men in rural areas were at the highest risk. They also found that over 16% of adult suicides in the states were veterans. Medford police found the body of Martavius Watts in a search Friday night. According to police, they lowered the water level of Mill Pond to execute the search. At about 9:15 p.m., they found the body of Watts in the river. The police chief said they'll continue to investigate and bring further closure for the family. And Copper Peak officials have a goal of bringing the Olympics to the UP to break the world record in ski jumping. Long before it was a tourist attraction, Copper Peak, just outside of Ironwood, Michigan, hosted ski flying events. But due to regulations and changes to the sport in 1994, Copper Peak is no longer up to the standards of the International Ski Federation. With the help of a very passionate team, Copper Peak is set to become the world's largest ski jumping hill. It's a 180-meter ski jump, and in the Olympics, they jump on a 90-meter and a 120-meter hill, meaning Copper Peak is 50 meters longer. The complete project is estimated to cost $38 million, with $20 million raised so far. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot.
The Packers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-22 win over the Houston Texans Sunday, thanks to a 45-yard field goal by their new kicker, 33-year-old Brandon McManus.
It's exciting. What a week. Great group of guys. I'm the oldest on the team by 2 years, so some of them are trying to call me uncle and dad already. But no, super excited to be here. Yeah, what a way to help this team win in my first game here at Lambeau Field.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's a vet. You can see it. The moment's not too big for him, and obviously that was a big time kick.
Green Bay improves to 5-2. Next, they'll play the Jaguars in Jacksonville. College football, the Badgers able to strip sack Wildcats quarterback Jake Lausch on the way to a 23-3 win at Northwestern. Luke Fickle on his team able to convert turnovers into points.
That's the key element to what we're starting to see from this group, is we're able to take advantage of some of these opportunities that are presented to us.
The Badgers host Penn State on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sure, Mel Gibson has his quirks and comes across as a bit crazy at times. Many people seem to have written him off, but not actor Andrew Garfield, who says everyone deserves a second chance. The Spider-Man actor told People magazine Gibson has done a lot of soul-searching and beautiful healing within himself. Many think the actor hurt his career in Hollywood since a DUI in 2006, during which he made anti-Semitic remarks. He directed Garfield in Hacksaw Ridge as recently as 2016, so it's not like he's completely unemployed. Speaking of Spider-Man, Tom Holland teased a script for Spider-Man 4 and says it's coming along nicely. He and girlfriend co-star Zendaya have both read early drafts and are very excited about the project, which is still a long way from being in theaters. So people will have to try even harder to remember Holland's Peter Parker after the previous film's ending. Inside joke. And this makes a ton of sense news. Variety reports that Al Pacino says he took roles in movies that he didn't even understand because he was flat broke. Pacino says one minute he had $50 million and the next minute he had nothing, thanks to his accountant who stole from him and ended up spending 7.5 years in jail. Pacino went back to work, but not for the money he made when he was younger. This makes a lot of sense, as the actor did a lot of not-so-memorable films post-2010. His new memoir, Sonny Boy, is available for purchase this week. If you like musicals, you'll love this. Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson are set to play a couple who is part of a Neil Diamond tribute band. Variety reports Song Sung Blue is in the early stages of production. The cast also includes Fisher Stevens, Jim Belushi, and Michael Imperioli. The show is based on a real-life couple who are struggling musicians and formed said tribute band in 2008, calling it Lightning and Thunder. Who else thinks this sounds like an absolute blast? The Apprentice, starring Sebastian Stan, has caused some controversy and generated the ire of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Trump and his team tried to prevent the film from coming out altogether. Stan says that's hypocritical, as the candidate has been touting free speech. The Apprentice follows Trump in the early days of his business ventures. The film received good reviews and is currently in theaters. Remember when we used to order DVDs from Netflix through the mail, and there were times the company was struggling to survive? Those days are long gone. Netflix added 5 million users in the third quarter of this year alone. The company is projecting its earnings to be $43 billion in 2025. That's a growth of 11-13%, according to Variety, and about $5 million more than last year. The streaming platform now has 282 million users. This must mean lower prices for subscribers, right? Hello? Is this mic on? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another warm one today. Mostly sunny, up to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit cooler in the mid-70s. By Wednesday, it'll be a whole lot cooler with sunshine and a high in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.